A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you, like I'm feeling you.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, yeah, we go so in. Then we girl with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chilling, yeah, she's sweet. Got the pain in the koozie up in the suite. Taking pics with the side chick, ooh, delete. I bet you wondering how I keep it all so neat. Yeah. Back in the days, 14 years. Going all blunt time, yes, no fears. Went on a vacay, yes, it was a teaser. Later found out she was going to Ibiza.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Pump Heads. I'm your host, obviously you know me, and today with me is fellow Pump Head Sari Greenberg.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited as well. We've discovered that we have quite a history, so that's exciting for us. You guys will never know about it.
Never. But
what? Okay. I feel like I've had a lot of time away from Vanderpump Rules, which has been nice because I was like on tour traveling last week and I'm a little late to the game watching this episode, but I can't say it feels great to be back.
No, I can't say that either. And I think the only thing keeping me going is the fact that James and Raquel just broke up and Lala and Randall broke up.
Yeah, huge news for the franchise.
Huge news. And I'm like, maybe next season now we'll be looking up. But this season, it's giving me nothing. I'm expecting nothing from future episodes. Yeah, it hasn't been great.
I truly do believe that James and Raquel, or that James and Lala belong together. Like, I'm rooting for them to end up together. Do I think it will happen? Probably not, but I would love to see them try.
I absolutely see where you're coming from, because obviously that's what we would all think going from previous episodes to previous seasons. But hear me out, and this got previewed at the end of this episode. Katie and James.
Wow. Katie and James. I think James is almost like, wow. Okay. I was going to say he kind of has Schwartz vibes in the sense that he is seeking a mommy figure. And I don't think Raquel can be like the mommy figure that he needs. But I think that Katie could be like a very grounding, motherly girlfriend presence for him.
Yeah.
And I love where your head's at with that.
I just, my dream for next season is that finally Schwartz and Katie end their horrible marriage and James and Katie get together and we watch everything unfold and it's just like a horrible, wonderful clusterfuck. Because also at this point, I'm also very scared for James's health. Like I'm very scared for him post this breakup.
Like his mental health?
I think he's gonna relapse, like all of it.
Yeah, I think there's unexplored sexuality stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he can sort that out with like as minimal shame as possible. I too worry about the sobriety element. Like I think that he doesn't drink, but I'm positive that, I mean, he obviously smokes weed and I'm sure that he's like doing other drugs if they are available to him.
I just feel like there's no way post this breakup that he doesn't relapse with alcohol too. I don't want that. Like normally I'd be like, I kind of want a front row seat, but I'm actually really scared for him.
Yeah, because it's like volatile and like you've seen his family's relationship with alcohol and like also his family dysfunction. So you know, it's like you almost know too much about him.
Yeah.
And it's no longer like a fun doty mess. It's just like, oh, this is a person like having deep struggles with certain elements of their life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he'll be super motivated to like throw himself into music even more. And Coachella is coming up. I think it's like maybe scheduled for next year. So maybe he'll go to Coachella finally.
That would be amazing. I love that. And can I just say, it's been really bothering me that they named Rachella and not Raquella.
Yeah, that was a misfire.
Yeah. Also, her name is actually Rachel. So when I saw that on Instagram, I was like, is she going back to Rachel?
Yeah, or is Raquel just her stage name? And it's then in private, everyone calls her Rachel. She's a woman of, she's a mysterious lady.
She really is.
I'm excited to see her be single, though. And like, I feel like she will have a chance to really shine now that she's like out of this relationship with James.
Yeah, absolutely.
She doesn't have to be under his thumb. I think seeing her date will throw him into a tailspin. Hopefully he can just like maintain some semblance of sobriety. I think like Tom and Lisa are gonna fuck.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my God, this is my dream next season. Tom and Lisa fuck as well as Katie and James. Or like this is simultaneous.
Tom and Lisa are exposed as having like a long-term sexual affair. Yeah, Ken is obviously sleepy Ken vibes. Like he can't get it up. He can barely get out of bed. He like doesn't know his own name. Lisa has Tom over for a glass of wine that turns into 2 to 3 glasses, turns into a shoulder for her to cry on. They clearly have a flirtation going and something happens. Katie finds out. She finally leaves Schwartz. Like it like the volcano of rage that's simmering underneath for all his infidelities explodes. And what better way to find revenge on an ex by just fucking James Kennedy?
We have seen it before with Kristen, Kristen, and it worked clearly so well for her.
Mm-hmm. And so, it worked for the cast.
Did work for the cast. So yeah, I mean, I think why not repeat history to move us forward?
And they do all love sharing dick between them.
They do. Like, they can't help themselves.
Live to share the dick. So like, that could really work. I love this.
Yeah, I love this too. If you're listening, cast of Vanderpump Rules,
take like one fucking piece of advice. Yeah. Literally, this podcast is liquid gold to you. I do nothing but actually work for you part time, thinking up genius ideas and bringing other people in to also consult on your lives and businesses. So like, do yourself a favor and just like take it. Take one thing. You don't have to. It's free.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is. They need to get with it.
What about where does Lala go from here? Sans Randall on the show.
I think she goes for richer, for bigger and better. I think she goes for like Anna Nicole level, like
J. Howard Marshall.
Yeah.
Just a decrepit
Yeah.
man on the verge of death.
Yeah, and then she can really collect.
I hope that whoever she's dating will also be on the show, because I have enjoyed Randall being on the show.
I have so much thoughts about Randall. I just don't believe his money.
Yeah.
And also, I want this man to stop fucking me watch anything that has to do with pickleball. This is like the third pickleball episode this season. How has he influenced so much pickleball on this show? I play Candy Crush during the pickleball portions. I can't deal with it.
No, it's one of my notes was like, it's come to this, just like pickleball. And when the pickleball content is on the rise, the show quality is on the decline. Yeah. So I would hope that a producer would also recognize that. And if they don't, maybe they need to get fired, because
absolutely,
I feel like people are really like dragging their heels and not doing their jobs on like just an executive side.
Yeah. I mean, why are we letting Randall's like, I'll be on the show, but we got to play a lot of pickleball.
Yeah. And we get it. You love pickleball. Like, enough though.
Enough.
You and Schwartz playing pickleball, like, you've killed now. It's like, clearly there's nothing else going on if this is what you're going to fill this time with.
Yeah.
The episode opens up with James, Schwartz, and Brock going to a place called Deuce to go sit in ice baths in the alley of this, like, place that had very, like, North Hollywood alley vibes. And I didn't like a thing. It was Lynchian almost.
I was like, what kind of scam is this? Because she was like, the woman who was doing it was like, this is a mindfulness activity. And like, I was like, how much are they paying to sit in an ice bath? You could do this at home. And like, all this woman did was time 3 minutes. I'm like, this is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life.
I know that it's like a wellness trend that's popping up, because I've seen places, there's some place around here, a couple that do like ice bath like challenges or whatever. I think it's like similar to like cryo, I guess, and like what it can make your body do. And like in one of the first seasons of the Goop Netflix show, they had like this thing called Wim Hof method, where you like do deep breathing in like freezing cold water to make yourself like more focused and strong. So I know it's like a thing, and it's like an athletic recovery thing, but like, I don't want to do it. And I don't want to see how the sausage is made. Like, I don't want you pouring bags of ice from like 7-Eleven into like these tin baths that you filled with like hose water. I'm going to need it a little bit of an upgrade, a little bit of glamour.
Exactly. That's my whole point. They could just go to 7-Eleven, buy a bunch of ice, like at least with,
do it for $4 to $10 in
exactly.
The privacy of
at
your
least
own
with
home.
Like chirotherapy, there's a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I even if that's a scam, I'm like, I feel like this is a scam I can sign up for.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to pay like $45 to go submerge
in an alleyway.
In an alley in North Hollywood of all places.
Me either.
Use the ice as your teacher, she says. Or does she say that, or Brock say that? I didn't attribute that quote, but that was I love just like that vibe.
I don't remember who said it, but it could have come from either of their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
James also said that he's trying out different approaches to like his mental health other than therapy, and that he actually kind of hates therapy because he spills his heart out and they just look at me with their dumb face. They don't know what to say.
Oh my God, you need a new therapist.
I know. And I was also like, well, the best therapists don't do that much talking. Like, it's more about you doing the talking and like you coming to conclusions.
Yeah. My therapist doesn't do a ton of talking. I feel like she just kind of hears me. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I worry based on that. Yeah, I need like, I think he should stay in therapy.
Yeah, he will, absolutely. But also maybe he should see like a psychoanalyst or something if he wants feedback. There are certain,
yeah, like an like analysis or whatever, where he just you go like every day and like,
yeah,
lay down.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, that could be helpful.
Yeah,
I think stick with a lot of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like more of the Western approach, maybe get like a med or two in the mix, then also do the Eastern approach, like more holistic stuff.
Yeah, do both. He definitely needs to be medicated in some way. As a woman on Lexapro, I can say that.
Yeah, I also feel strongly about him and medications being like a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to thrive, and I know that at this point he must be making enough money to like at least have a good therapist on deck.
I have been wondering this for a while. I even wrote down, does Raquel have insurance as a note? Do these people have health insurance?
I would hope so, because with the money they're making.
But they're idiots.
Yeah. I mean, I always default to like Tom and Ariana have their shit together. Right? Like, even if the show tries to make them look stupid, I don't think that they really are. I don't know. That's another thing. You guys get insurance. Like, another hot tip.
Please get health insurance. Tom Schwartz, I know you don't have it. Get it.
Yeah, he really needs it. Mm-hmm. I feel like the clock's ticking on just some sort of bad health thing happening Absolutely. To him, because he looks just like ill.
He's like green all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like even if they do have health insurance, I doubt that they are going in for like yearly physicals and getting like the full blood work and all of that.
Yeah, they're just going in for their injections.
And with the amount that they drink, it's like you really need to be going in on a yearly basis and like just making sure everything's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Post 35, you just got to stay on top of that shit.
Yeah.
They did a 3-minute bath, and James goes, "This was completely challenging for me." And then Brock reveals that the ice baths have helped him deal with his anger about getting trolled for having only 4 fingers.
Yes.
Which I love that all for him.
Yeah.
Did you know prior to this episode that he had only 4 fingers?
Only because I listened to your podcast and you pointed it out, and I had never noticed it.
I had scoped it, and I was like, I wonder if it's going to be the kind of thing that we like talk about, or it just can exist. Either way, I was like totally fine with it, but I'm glad that he like did the reveal.
Yeah.
And like told us about his dairy farm accident.
I love that he grew up on a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. It's real. I love a farmer mm-hmm. origin story, and like a hardcore, an accident on a dairy farm seems like a good way to lose a finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his hand looks great.
I bet Sheena thinks it's like sexy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that it worked out for him.
Yeah. He can still like fully pick her up and like mm-hmm. lift her over his head. So as long as that's happening, yeah. Sheena's happy.
Yes.
James says his goal in life is that he wants to give the world music and love and light. And I was like, same. I want that for him.
I love that for him. And his music really isn't the type of thing that I listen to just on a day-to-day basis, but I enjoy it when I hear it, mm-hmm. and I hope he keeps making it forever.
I think it could be also like good workout music.
Yeah.
Like Barry's Boot Camp should start
playing
it, or like more like high intensity interval training studios could incorporate it. And I hope that he continues to make more music. I hope that this breakup inspires him to take to the studio, and then we get some incredible DJ James Kennedy tracks.
Yeah, maybe this is what he needs. He needed the breakup for inspiration and to really set him off onto like his greatest album of all time.
Because also it's like he's been pretty much in a relationship the entire time he's been on the show, right? Like
that's so true, and that blows my mind.
Yeah, like, and he's so young to be trying to be a DJ with the DJ's travel schedule is insane. It's not conducive to like settling down and getting married and having a kid within like the next 3 years, especially at the stage in his career that he's at, which is like nascent stages. So it feels better that he should just be single and explore being single.
Yeah, totally. I mean, again, I'm worried for his single journey in the world of LA, because I just feel like it's conducive to like, there's a lot of drinking and drugs and partying, but I hope that he kind of finds himself. Maybe he needs to be alone.
I think being alone could be good. I think, like, I worry about the life, the DJ lifestyle feels extremely conducive to, like, heavy duty drug use. But there are also a lot of sober DJs.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe he'll find that he gets a high from being on stage and then doesn't need, like, substances. So he needs to be, like, touring more, doing more.
Yeah.
Like, traveling.
I also wonder if now that him and Raquel, I feel like Raquel is keeping a lot of secrets for him. Mm-hmm. And I wonder post breakup if she will spill. Because I think that he's probably relapsed a lot more than we know.
Yeah, possibly. Or even has had, like, other relationships with men that she knows about. Or maybe they had, like, more of an open relationship. But I feel like Raquel's also, like, pretty loyal and, like, care, like, a good person. Like, I just don't see her going down that road.
She's not petty like the rest of the cast.
Yeah. And I think it's important to have one non-petty woman in circulation because it, like, balances everyone else out. Lisa goes over to Lala and Rand's, and I have to say at this point, her integration amongst the cast is disconcerting, but also I'm just like, oh, you're like a cast member of Vanderpump Rules now. You're no longer the boss.
It's weird. And also, has Lisa ever gone to someone else's house before? Like, everyone comes to her, so I was like, this is a huge deal.
That's a huge deal.
Huge.
And I guess they're maybe both in Bel Air or something, so it's not that far of a stretch, but I was shocked to see her get hosted at someone else's abode. Lala says about her dog Lily, who seems like a very sweet dog, she said, I've always said if Jesus had a dog it would be her.
So stupid.
And Lisa goes, Jesus had many dogs.
I like blacked out for that part because I don't remember that.
No, I was obsessed. And then Lala shows Lisa the nursery, which was a huge nursery.
Deranged. And all like white. Like,
white and gray.
For a baby who's going to vomit everywhere.
Yeah, the color scheme of their Bel Air house, like, I'm not obsessed with their house.
Me neither.
Like, it doesn't seem that big, and it just, like, is not very cozy either, or, like, functional. I don't know. There's something about it that feels very, like, bad hotel lobby decor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Lala has taste. I mean, she has her own taste, but I don't know if it, like, moves to interior design. I'm sure she got an interior designer for this house. It's not the one I would have picked.
Yeah, I think that she did, but it's just like, oh, this is where we landed. Like, I just expect something more.
I would honestly expect her to kind of have, like, gaudy, like, Christine Selling Sunset, like, those, like, weird bears. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, or just, like, interesting decor choices, because I don't like Christine's house either.
No, I hate it.
Like, the interior of it throws me. I don't like just, like, dark interiors to begin with. But I also appreciate that it is a very unique perspective to design. And it has, like, a lot of personality. And I feel like there's no personality in Lala and Rand's house, which is kind of shocking because they both have big personalities.
Yeah, I would expect from Lala that she would, like, look up what gaudy rich people have in their house, and she'd be like, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you see those pictures of Dr. Phil's insane house?
No.
Oh my god, you have to look it up.
Wait, I'm gonna look it up now because I'm dying.
I would think, like, 5% of, like, not, she would not do what Dr. Phil did, but she would do like a fraction of that.
Oh wow. Yeah, I know, just one, at least, even if it was, like, one thing
right.
that was,
like, a kind of conversation piece.
Yeah, there's no conversation pieces. None. And I think she even kind of knows that because, like, Lisa was like, I want to see the house tour. And she goes, well, there's not that much to see. And I'm like, did Randall, is his taste the more vanilla interior taste? And then he put his foot down because he's the one probably footing most of the bills, or what?
Yeah. Wow. How much power does Lala actually have over Rand?
Dr. Phil's creepy antler staircase.
He has like, I think, like a wall of just guns, which, sure, cool. Live your bliss. And then he has like those bears I was talking about. I would think like Lala would be like, whatever Drake has in his house, I want in my house.
Yeah, I could see her doing like, oh, here's his gun wall. Wow.
Yeah, if you're listening at home, Google Dr. Phil's you need to
oh house. The like those like Lego bears or yes, something.
Yeah,
what I, are those? Are those I don't like know, a but cause I know
that
thing, or?
I know that like that they're a sign of wealth. They're like an NFT.
They're like, it's like cool, quote unquote cool, like streetwear.
Exactly.
Clout to have a bear like that.
Yeah,
but I also think that it would, it's like hideously ugly.
It's the antithesis of my taste.
Yeah, like if you're dating a guy who's into those bears, it's the kind of thing where you're like, oh, you need to like put those bears in your room, like yeah, your basement room. Exactly. Where I never
but
go
if you're
in.
Dating a guy who has those bears, good for you, you're dating a fucking rich guy.
Yeah, hold on to him.
He's probably a gamer or some shit, and which I'm sorry, or like a Twitch streamer, but I'm happy for you because...
Yeah, it's a lot to deal with. Wow. Dr. Phil is cool. I'm like, I love him now because of this house.
I respect what he did with the space. Like, every room is kind of themed. It's like the Madonna Inn, but yeah, Dr. Phil.
He's a freak. Like his bedroom, I was like, whoa, I did not know this about you.
I can't believe you've never seen these before.
No,
they take up so much space in my mind.
Oh my god. Well, as they should. Guys, you have to Google Dr. Phil's house. I think of him completely differently now.
Love that guy.
So Lisa and Lala are just like sharing a chocolate croissant. Lala also reveals that she shaves Randall's asshole for him.
Yeah, so I don't know why, because everything I know about Lala, like, this tracks, but it shocked me.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I think it's like they seem to have like a very robust sex life. So, and there is truly nothing worse than like kind of a hairy, stinky ass if you're gonna be like eating ass. So I get that.
But I'd be like, Rand, you have to go get your ass waxed. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing that for you.
Yeah, I would appreciate just like a wax and like you take care of your ass, I'll take care of mine approach.
Just totally like normal and okay for you to, if your partner wants you to go down there, like that's a fair ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm always going to make sure that my shit's all good. And like, I don't want to have to monitor yours as well. Like that's exactly. Like enough. It's already enough emotional labor, just like taking care of my own biz.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Randall also is like a man child.
Yeah.
I feel like she probably, there's a lot of things that she has to be on top of with him.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I hope she starts spilling the beans about their relationship on camera. And I think that she's messy enough that it could potentially happen.
So I love TikTok, and I'm not ashamed. And my TikTok algorithm has found out that I love Vanderpump Rules. And someone on TikTok like posted a little snippet of she did some interview on a podcast. And I think she said, well, first off, she says that she realizes like a lot of the things that she said like didn't age well, and she accepts that. And I also think she said something to the extent of like, she wants some privacy around this. So I don't think she's going to spill as much as we want. And also, like, I get it. Like, that's your baby's...
Yeah, the father of your child. You also don't want to bite the hand that's giving you child support payments, potentially.
True.
I kind of like Lisa and Lala fake hanging out.
Yeah,
I mean... I was entertained in getting kind of a throwback to the Brandy Glanville, Lisa friendship days of yore.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa loves a lackey.
Mm-hmm.
It's her favorite.
And I could see them in this moment. I was like, put them back on Beverly Hills. I'll never not root for that.
I mean, I'll root for that. But what I would like to happen is I would like them to go on Beverly Hills and Lala quickly realize that Lisa is not her friend and turn on her. That's my dream.
Yeah. And then she needs to align with like Garcelle and Kyle.
I feel like Garcelle is going to be like, drop the black scent. Mm-hmm. Like she has no time for that.
She would be straight up about that to Lala. And that would actually be a good like couple episode arc of just having to confront that and like really deal with her Lauren from Utah truth.
Yeah.
And then once she starts presenting as more authentic, I think she could become friendly with like with some of the OGs and with Garcelle. Like Lala and Dorit would be good
They would get along. They'd have fun. They'd wear outfits together. I'd watch that.
Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like that would be a great way for her to meet some of these women's husbands' friends who are now single.
Yeah.
Like, because who is she going to date in this friend circle?
She's not. I mean, Lisa's going to have to set her up with a rich guy.
Yeah. Lala should date Muhammad Hadid.
Oh my God, is he single?
Yeah, I think he broke up with whoever he was like engaged to for a while.
I love a like Lala getting closer and closer to like the Hadids and then in turn the Kardashians and like going down that road.
That's actually brilliant. And yeah. They would be good together, maybe?
Maybe. Lala, if you're listening.
Date Muhammad Hadid.
Date him.
She refuses to engage in feet pics. I can't say I blame her for okay, that.
If anyone is listening and wants to buy pictures of my feet, hit me the fuck up. Like there will be nothing else in the picture. But if you want just pictures of my feet, I'll open my DMs on Twitter. They're closed right now, but let me know.
Yeah. And you can do like a Venmo for a pic.
Yeah.
This is truly, I didn't realize it was that easy to sell feet pics. And I was like, wait, I'm like gonna do this.
I think I will. We should do a photo shoot like they did.
I'm like, I'm down. If it gives you money to like go to a nice dinner every week, that's very worth it.
Absolutely.
All you have to do is take a photo of your feet. You don't even have to like glam or anything.
Yeah, I won't have to sign up for focus groups for like some extra money. I'll instead just sell pictures of my feet.
Yeah, and you can put your feet on anything. People are just into like, you put your feet in the spaghetti or you put them on a book or
one asked for their feet in the spaghetti. They were trying to do like a, it's about pasta, and it didn't land for me.
Oh yeah, that didn't land. And I was also like, not to like foot shame, but I just think that if you're going to do a feet pic photo shoot, you really can't wear a restrictive shoe ahead of time, because then you're going to have indentations on your skin. And Katie really had some indentations going on in the group shots. And I would have been like, okay, you're going to need to put those puppies on ice for a little bit. Or like, we're going to need to take a break until all of our feet are like smooth.
Yeah.
Or we should all put shoes on and have indentations. And then we all sell like a, like the genre of this first part of the photo shoot is like, oh, we were wearing such tight shoes, but we just took our tight shoes off and you can still see the marks on our feet.
Yeah, I really have to do a deep dive on what feet guys are looking for in their feet pics. Because for all we know, they do like an indentation.
Yeah, I think that's like you can go in a lot of different directions.
For sure. Do we think Jax is buying their feet pics?
He probably looked at them.
Yeah. But my thing is like, if you're buying the feet pic, can you not see it first? Like the only point in buying is to then be able to see it.
Or maybe you buy like a gallery of them.
Yeah.
I'm also like, should I just be selling my feet as NFTs?
Oh my God, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, like let's get like NFTs in the mix.
Yes.
And like then let's make some real money, because I'm looking to cash out for as little work as possible.
I'm looking to get into the NFT space in the sense that I'm not, but I want to make money off of it.
Yeah, and that seems pretty easy, like low intensity commitment, potentially high reward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
Watch this space, because feet pics coming. Raquel's going to throw a picnic with a fancy floral theme. And I love that for her. She's very much like Love Shack fancy. Like her brand is Love Shack Fancy. Do you know that brand?
I do know that brand.
Yeah, it's very much like Raquel's vibe. She's like Bridgerton, ruffles, florals.
Yeah.
And I don't relate, but I love that for her.
Yeah, I think that everyone looked beautiful and like beautiful fairy goddesses. And I have some dresses that are like a little bit that vibe. And I would have enjoyed that tea party.
Yeah, my favorite was when she made a mood board and showed James, and he goes, looks amazing, I don't want to go there. And I was like, hell yes.
Yeah.
Charlie is ratting Sheena out for not having her back to the girls.
So
at feet pic photo shoot day.
So what I'll say is, if I was in the situation Charlie was in, where like a creepy guy at my friend's pool party like grabbed me and it made me uncomfortable and my friend like laughed it off, I probably would talk a little shit behind her back and be like, I don't like that. But I would also go to her in private and be like, hey, that like this is how this made me feel. And I don't know if Charlie approached it the right way.
Yeah, I don't think she did. And I feel like as it played out over the course of the episode, I was like, is this even real drama between them?
Yeah.
Because that guy was handsy, but he also like wasn't that inappropriate for like a pool party, like backed off quickly. It's not like he's like touching your ass or like grabbing your boob or something like that. It's just like gross Hollywood dude.
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing too out of the ordinary. Not to say I'm condoning his behavior, but this is like one of these episodes where they're truly grasping at straws for drama to make this such a big deal when it could have been just a small moment. And instead, it becomes an entire fucking episode and a waste of her time.
Yeah. And it turns into like Sheena like isn't a good friend and she forces me to be like loyal in all these situations, but also situations that we haven't really seen.
Yeah.
So you're referring to things that we've never saw or have no frame of reference about. And then also like in the end of the episode when she was like, and I just feel like the past 2 months you really haven't been there for me. And I was like, Sheena literally had a baby. She is a newborn baby. No mother that just had a baby is gonna be there for you, her friend. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot going on with that relationship that we don't know about because I don't know. Like, I thought they weren't friends. So a lot of must have happened off screen with this friendship. Also, did you see that when Brock like hung the TV for them that Charlie posted on like Instagram or something that it like fell down in the middle of the night? She was like, it fell down while we were asleep. And then Sheena responded and was like, you didn't give him the right washers to hang it. Like, you didn't, the proper materials weren't there. Of course it fell down.
Yeah, I feel like Brock is going to drive a wedge between Sheena and everyone else in this friend group. And I hate that for my queen Sheena because I just truly do want her to be happy. But I'm also like, this person's no good, I think.
I'm most scared about the relationship with Erica because I see that turning into like a Yolanda Hadid, Zayn Malik real quick.
I know. And I don't want anything to come between Sheena and Erica.
Team Erica, if it does.
Mm-hmm. Lisa and Schwartz play ping pong. And I guess Schwartz lost a bet. They bet on a ping pong game that, when we saw flashback, did they play to 2 points? Because it looked like that's what the game consisted of.
And also the stakes didn't feel equal. She was like, I'll send a couple cases of wine to Schwartz and Sandy's to your new restaurant if I win. And then you have to get a tattoo of my initials on your app. Like, that's not equal stakes.
No. Also, like, I love, if you win, I'll send you a case of Cabernet, Chardonnay, and Rosé. Like, no one wants your wine, Lisa. No one wants your wine. It's shitty. And, like, the only reason people order it is because it's they're at pump. Like, you're not going to go to another restaurant and be like, by the way, do you have Lisa Vanderpump's delicious Cabernet?
Do you have Vanderpump Rosé?
Yeah. Oh, I would love, like, a buttery Vanderpump Chardonnay.
I bet the Schwartz and Sandy's, which, by the way, I like the name. I have no issues with the name, and I support that. I bet they'll have, like, natural wine. It'll be a cool place.
They should have natural wine.
Yeah.
Again, great idea for
listen
the biz.
To us. If you want a funky atmosphere, get a funky natural wine, Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah, and capitalize on the like natural wine craze. It's like exactly the market you're going for with like wine-obsessed millennials. Also, why are Lisa and Schwartz hanging out?
I think they're going to fuck.
And I think Schwartz is like the one who's like, I will tattoo your name on my ass. Because she even was like, yeah, he wants to. She's like, you don't have to do this. And he's like, no, I never back down from like a bet. Like, I always follow through. But I'm like, you're just looking for an excuse to like get this woman's name tattooed on yourself.
Yeah.
It's very like Roman and Jerry vibes from Succession.
It totally is. Also, when Schwartz went to get the tattoo, he, for an ass tattoo, got on all fours instead of laying down. And I was like, you're a freak. like, what's going on here? No one does that. Like, I know that you're so sex deprived.
And also, like, he wants her to see him do this.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
It really is Jerry and Roman.
I would, if my partner got a tattoo of his saucy, sexy boss's name on his ass, where he already had, I think what makes it even worse is that there's already a Bubba tattoo.
Right.
And so you can only have one person's name tattooed on your ass.
I just think Katie is so past caring about anything that Schwartz does at this point. Like, she gets angry and she yells, but
There's no passion
at this point. She's in it. She's not breaking up with him. Like, it's just, Katie, if you're listening,
leave him.
Leave him.
You will be better off for it.
You really will. I know it's hard because you guys have been together for so long.
You have to give yourself the gift of imagining a life sans Tom Schwartz.
You would flourish.
Absolutely. I really do believe that, like, he brings her down and, like, just, like, even psychically, like, she has to cut the cord in order to truly be happy with herself and, like, find a passion in life.
I can't think of one person that Tom Schwartz, like, uplifts.
No. He's a total, like, remora, like a sucker fish on the bottom of a shark. And, like, that clip from next week where Sandoval goes, "How much money have I brought into your house?" I was like, he is not wrong.
He's not.
The only reason that Tom Schwartz has a career and a job.
And if I was Katie, I'd be so resentful because she actually worked at Sir. Tom couldn't even get a bartending gig there, which I know you've talked about in the podcast before. We don't have to rehash, but then he gets offered a restaurant.
Yeah.
He just, doors just open for him. And he's like, I guess I'll go through it. Like,
I know. And it's time for them, one person, to shut the door.
Yeah.
Just one is all it takes.
All it takes.
To change her own life for the better.
To change the trajectory.
Yeah. What park are they lunching at?
I wondered the same. Do you think it's in Beverly Hills, like right where WeHo ends in Beverly, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And there's also like a park kind of on like Olympic where Beverly Hills is right before you get into Century City that I was like, maybe they're there. That. But I was very confused by the park of it all.
Maybe they're somewhere in the valley we've never heard of. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I also love Lala just not wearing floral.
Okay, she's wearing a shirt that's like kind of looks like a jersey. It's a tank top and it says baby girl 99 on it. And I was like, what is this moment? And also she's like, yeah, like I'm not really a florals girl. And I'm like, there's a floral in your closet, Lala.
Yeah, I've seen her in a floral.
I've seen you in florals. Before.
Like throw on a Reformation dress and like just show up and give Raquel like the win.
Yeah.
It's so weird. They do have like a weird competition between them.
Show up in like your doin' dress. I'm sure you have one of those. They're super expensive. Like get with it, Lala. Like the prairie girl look is in.
Yeah. And like just like you don't have to be anti. It actually makes you like less fun.
It makes you not fun. And like the vibe of picnic was cute.
It was cute. Raquel put a lot of thought into it. She sent mood boards to everyone and there was like a full-blown like place settings at the table.
Yeah. And Lala, if you don't own any florals, this is a great opportunity for you to go buy a fucking floral dress.
Yeah,
it's not hard. You have money,
buy it and return it.
I did that like just the other week for a wedding.
It's great. It's a perfect thing to do. Someone goes, is James at scream therapy? What's it for? And Raquel goes, it's for his anger. And then we get like James in scream therapy for a second, which I was like, again, I just like don't care that much. Like I'd rather just see real therapy happen.
Yeah, I don't care that much, but I was shocked by their scream therapy teacher because he looked like a history substitute teacher. He was not who I envisioned.
Yeah, he wasn't very like woo-woo looking.
No. He was like wearing a polo shirt.
Yeah, he had coworker vibes.
I loved it.
It's for his anger. Katie is in a fugue state throughout this entire picnic. She's once again staring off into the distance, like completely not even participating in the conversation. And I, to that I say, get out of this relationship.
She's in the sunken place.
She is. Like, this is her vibe all season long. She's just constantly fuguing. Paige, Raquel's friend, also, I was just laughing at her very presence there.
Yeah, her facial expressions were great.
They were good. She was shocked at the turn of events in the conversation when Charlie confronted Sheena. And then everyone just like piled on Sheena, and I was like, leave my queen alone. She's
was shitty. That was the exact wrong way to handle this. And I know that they did it for TV. I know that they, again, are grasping at straws for drama, but it wasn't right. That's not how you handle that. And Sheena deserves better.
Yeah. And also it's like, Lala, I know that you feel like you have to weigh in on every single thing that happens, but also you're not this person's friend. So when you, like, when you've had such a rocky friendship and then you're finally back on okay terms, the thing to do is not to turn right back around and then criticize them for something that you don't really know that much about.
Yeah, Lala, you're out of line.
Mm-hmm. Leave Sheena alone.
Leave Sheena alone. And also, like, you don't even like Charlie. Like, stay out of this.
Yeah, like, why? I don't get why she's having her back all of a sudden.
Yeah, Lala just, I think that, like, all of them, like, Sheena's like one of those fish in a aquarium that all the other fish just, like, love, bull, like, picking on. And then, like, one fish sees, I don't know this, what the fuck this analogy is. One fish, like, sees one do it and they all start doing it. And, like, people just love picking on her. And I think, I don't know why she's an easy target, but I think for whatever reason, for these girls, she's an easy target. And they just love picking on her.
Yeah. And I think Lala will do anything and jump on any train to take any focus off of herself and her own relationship.
Yeah.
And to avoid, like, criticism, because she's gotten, like, the aesthetics and the presentation of, like, untouchable reality TV character down, where it's like she's not sharing anything really juicy about her personal life or relationship. She looks maybe the best she's ever looked. She has, like, a baby. She's very much, like, in mom mode. So she's completely self-protected in this, like, bubble. But also, I think when you are like that, there, if anyone sees, like, a crack or wants to pull a string, like, the whole thing could fall apart. So she's just, like, very on it as being, like, pointing the finger at other people.
For sure. Which is why next season will be interesting.
Yeah.
Because she has to cop up to the fact that she, like, really went to bat for Rand and he was cheating on her the entire time.
And, like, it's just humiliating the way that those messages are leaking too. Like, I feel badly in that situation, mostly for, like, children who have to grow up and, like, can Google their father and then see all the bad things that their dad did.
It's really unfortunate, and it just shows that a cheater is a cheater and they can't help themselves.
Yeah, he truly seems like he cannot help himself.
He can't.
He's zero self-control.
Always gonna cheat.
And, like, drugs?
Yeah.
That's just, like, you don't want to be with a person that's, like, even if he wasn't cheating, if he was partying like that, I'd be like, I don't want to be with you.
Yeah, I don't want, when I'm having
a kid with you.
When I'm having babies,
you, like, can't do coke anymore.
You can't do coke anymore. And if you do, it's like, I don't know, at Sundance where your children are there or something.
I like that you're, like, the one-time coke scenario is, like, Sundance.
I mean, you can go to do it at Con, too.
Yeah, you could. It's any film festival.
Any film festival.
You're, like, any film festival, it's fine. Like, Coachella. You're on a yacht in Con. Yeah. Coachella, I'd prefer if you didn't. I guess, like, if you're going to do it, I'm, like, if you're out with your guy friends and you really feel like you have to do coke out one night and you're on vacation somewhere.
You're on vacation, but you cannot be around the children on cocaine.
No, you have to, like, do it, have your come down moment away from me and our family or even our home, our dogs, and then when you come back, you're totally healed from your like coke bender, and we never had to like bear witness or see any of the runoff from it.
And there are also people who, this is a stupid thing to say, but like I guess do coke responsibly, which is not really a thing, especially right now in Los Angeles with all the fentanyl. Like, don't do coke.
Oh, but, yeah, true.
But Randall just seems like an addict.
Yeah, like he has crazy coke energy in the texts that were published.
Crazy coke
energy. And like
energy.
Wanting to see other like women do coke. I didn't know that was a real kink.
That's not a kink. That's made up. No, it's not. That.
Do you think that's for blackmail purposes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
If someone was like, take a picture of yourself doing coke, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, can you imagine someone asking you to do? No one has ever been like, selfie of me. Like, what the fuck?
The only people I've ever seen taking selfies of them railing coke are like overweight cokehead dudes. Like, I'm thinking like there's some guys like on TikTok or whatever. I've seen like footage of guys doing that, but it's only been men. I think it's like a real male thing.
I've seen TikToks or like videos of like stupid men snorting lines of like salt or like what disgusting thing can I snort, what happens if I snort coffee grounds, but like never actual like what's wrong with you? Do not record yourself doing illegal drugs, please.
The masculine urge to like do coke on camera,
the masculine urge to snort a line of something disgusting and see what happens, that's not even a drug.
Ariana goes over to Katie and Tom's to talk with poor downtrodden Katie, and she's like, why are you so sad? And Katie basically like tells her that why she's sad, and then Ariana goes, but aren't you guys gonna do like a sandwich thing?
This moment killed me.
The saddest sentence anyone's ever asked her.
Well, no, the saddest part was that Katie was like, I wanted my life to be like a Nancy Meyers movie and we'd have a sandwich shop. I'm like, what Nancy Meyers movie are you referencing where they have a sandwich shop?
I think she's thinking about Meryl Streep in the movie where she owns like her bakery in Santa Barbara.
Sure. I mean, they have great kitchens in those movies. I get it. But like, this isn't, did you look at Tom Schwartz and think that like, I'm going to live my Nancy Meyers dreams with this man? I mean, you did get the farmhouse sink. I don't know how you did it. You guys did that part, but like.
I know, but also like your house is no Nancy Meyers house.
And also no one in a Nancy Meyers film, no man in a Nancy Meyers film has ever worn a muumuu.
Yeah. They're like far more like masculine, hetero cis presenting in the Nancy Meyers movie.
They're not progressive. And I'm not saying that Katie and Schwartz are either, but they don't belong in the Nancy Meyers universe. I know that much.
Again, you've got to get out of there. If this is your goal. And the saddest thing too, to take it even one step further into like the sad inner realm of Katie's existence is when she goes, I couldn't have a sandwich shop by myself. It's not something I could do alone. I really need him in order to do that. And I was like,
no, you don't.
You really don't. You really actually do not need Tom Schwartz to help you make a sandwich shop.
If anything, he will keep you from this.
Yeah. Like he will bring the sandwich shop down and be like a burden to have to deal with. Like, I'm sure if she really put her mind to it, she could open a sandwich shop in a month.
She could open it tomorrow.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
One thing that, like, especially with Katie and Schwartz is, like, you see a lot of, like, them talking about certain things on the show. And then we know Katie still isn't pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it always makes me sad. And we know that Schwartz's Sandy still isn't open. And it makes me sad, like, seeing them talk about these plans and knowing that they can't get it together in time.
Yeah. And I kind of am a pregnancy truther with them. And I don't think that they're actually, like, trying that hard.
I'm not sure if it's not that they're trying. But I am sure that if they are, Schwartz is sabotaging it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's something.
Like, he got a secret vasectomy.
There's something not adding up. Like, I feel like they probably just don't have sex enough.
Maybe.
Because she was all fine. Yeah. Like, and I don't see him being like, I really want to have a child. Like, that being his purpose.
He would be
like
a horrible dad.
Yeah. And, like, their dynamic, like, just as it is right now, to add children into that mix and, like, imagine having to, like, take care of your husband from, like you're their mom, but then also raise children. It's just like you have an extra child.
Yeah.
And then you're the bad guy all the time.
When you put it like that, I'm like, Katie, you needed to get out of this relationship in your 20s. Like, I've dated guys where I'm like, oh, I'm like kind of their mom. And looking back, I'm like, that was something reserved for my 20s. And I'm glad I know what a non-adult relationship looks like. So now I can have adult ones.
Yeah. They should have broken up when she got pregnant the first time.
Aww.
And then realized, like, no, this is not the right time. Like, that's a relationship you have for a year. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, I dated this guy. He was hot, but he drove me fucking crazy. We fought all the time. And then, like, we also just, like, had this other thing happen, and it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
They should've... after every turn, like, we just, everything fell into place in a way where I was like, this is not the long-term match.
They should have broken up the first time he threw a drink on her.
Yeah, or the first time he cheated on her.
Yeah, I mean, we could just go back.
There's so many first times. It's just like, I understand why they have stayed together for so long. And, like, I get it conceptually. But enough is enough.
Yeah. I mean, I understand anyone who's been in a relationship that long, a marriage, like, I understand how hard it must be. Like, that is a part of you. It must be so hard to separate from that. Like, you don't know what your life looks like.
Yeah. But that's your friend group, and your identity in the friend group is that of this couple who are friends with all these other couples. But also, like, oh my God, like, has your life really gotten better aside from just making money and being on this show? Like, she doesn't seem like a very happy or fulfilled person.
She's not. Katie, go, you can do so much better. Like, I see it in my head. I see you being happy with a family and a partner who loves you and appreciates you and respects you, and it's just not what you have now.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be really hard for a few years, but then the rewards and, like, the possible payoff and just, like, the possibility of a happier life will outweigh, like, how shitty it is to like have to extricate yourself from this marriage.
Yeah.
Please, God.
See the
2022, light. I could really see it.
They all had babies at the same time. Now it is time for them all to break up at the same time.
Yeah. And it's already happening. And I feel like things happen in threes. So Katie and Tom are next.
To quote my favorite tattoo on Sheena's body, it's all happening.
Mm-hmm. Tom gets home and then tells Katie about how he played ping pong and then had to get this tattoo on his ass. And her yelling at him, I just wrote, is this fake?
She doesn't care.
It's a passionless yell.
I don't even think she cares.
And it also is a yell that like doesn't change anything.
Yeah.
He learns nothing from it and she gets nothing out of it except to be painted as like the nagging bitch wife once again.
The shrill wife, yeah.
But also that jig is up. Now we all know the truth.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's...
Like, even her entire identity on this show has been that because she's in this relationship.
Yeah, and we didn't even know that's why she was the way she was at first because Schwartz didn't get as much screen time. But now we know, like, we can't even know who Katie is because our perception of her is just tied up in how she's in hell every day dating Schwartz.
I need, like, a vote to happen online to see what, like, the fan temperature is of Katie and Schwartz. Like, do people really root for their love or are people of the same brain as us? Like, that they, it's time to move on.
People who are of sound mind are of the same brain as us. And then the watchers who... Like Jax are like probably
are like the love is real and this is it.
Yeah.
Then we have the pickleball tournament, and I
played Candy Crush during this. I was like, I cannot believe they're making me watch more pickleball.
My favorite part is before the pickleball tournament starts, where Sheena sits down and she goes, Brock told me not to wear my waist trainer, but I feel more comfortable in it, so it is what it is. And I love the waist trainer debate rages on, like, do they work? Yes or no? I see a lot of women in my workout classes wearing waist trainers. Yeah, like that's like a thing now that I've noticed. I've like come so close to getting a waist trainer.
I've looked into it, but I've never done it.
But then also I read that it's like doesn't actually work. But then someone like Sheena says it. And she wants to wear it, but then she says that Brock says it doesn't. So, like, I also need a vote on, like, should we get waist trainers or not?
How about someone listening buy us waist trainers and we'll review them and tell you if they work?
Because I feel like maybe they would.
If someone gets it for me, I'll try it and I'll review it. And sure, I'll like, torture myself for a skinnier stomach. I'm not above that. I'm just, is it worth the purchase, you know?
Yeah, and, like, it's, like, I'm exhausted because if I get a waist trainer, I just want to get the waist trainer that is the right one. You know what I mean? There's now so many waist trainers out there. Like, I just need to be, like, even just linked, like, pointed in the right direction.
Which waist trainer should I get? Tell me.
So Brock, I guess, has asked James to do a photo shoot for an app that he's making that's, like, a workout app. I kind of, like, was also fuguing out during all of this until, like, the very end when they, like, talk about it. But what I gleaned was Brock's making a workout app, and now he's hitting people up on the cast to, like, help him promote this app or, like, do work to, like, help him launch this app. And I think that that's completely out of line.
I mean, Sheena loves dating a guy who at first we think maybe might have some pure intentions. And then it turns out he is using the show to promote his business.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Divorce Closet.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot about Divorce Closet.
I never forget.
Something that also didn't take off.
No. What a horrible name for a company.
Yeah. Like no one wants to do that company. And also that's just called Poshmark.
Also,
like,
where'd you get that? Divorce Closet. No.
Charlie and Raquel sit and work out at home. They skip pickleball, smart ladies, and they just like talk shit on Sheena. And Charlie like continues down the path of like Sheena's a bad friend, and I'm starting to get sick of it, which I'm still not really like buying.
Oh, are we at Tom Tom now?
We're at like pickleball, the tournament has kind of started, but then it cuts to like Raquel and Charlie just like doing half-hearted planks and like stretching.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. And then they like talk about Charlie's Sheena drama, which I was also like, my eyes were crossed. But then we're back in pickleball. Mm-hmm. Lala's in a cheerleader outfit. And Randall's friend Willie from American Idol.
He flew him out.
He's flown out an American Idol participant to sing the national anthem.
I'm going to be honest with you. The entire pickleball tournament was a blur to me. It was very dark for me. I disassociated during it. Do I remember that happening? Yes. Do I wish I didn't? Also, yes. I just, like, Rand, like, stop making us watch pickleball.
I know. And it's also moments like this where I can clock. I feel like I know everyone, especially the OGs of the cast, so well that I can clock their inner monologues and like when something like pickleball has happened. And I sense that they're all across the board not enthused to be forced into this like pickleball scene.
I mean, they've had to do so much pickleball this season already. Yeah. If I was them, I'd be fucking over it too.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Enough is enough. And then Sheena turns to someone and she goes, how's the feet pics going? Which I love just as like a question. James says he worked out for 3 hours that morning, which I was like, did he take that pre-workout pill?
Oh, he must have.
Okay, wait. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, How Long Gone, and Chris Black, friend of the pod, was talking about some supplement that I guess like LeBron James makes. It's a pre-workout supplement that will just like get you fucking fucked up like and in a workout space. So I was thinking maybe Max and James took something like that before their workout.
Maybe.
Like, it's almost like a stimulant, but it's like a powder.
I could never take that stuff because I met someone who was like prescribed Adderall at a young age and like still have access to that prescription. Every time I try it, I'm like, my heart beats out of my chest and I'm like, I'm freaking out. I don't even drink coffee.
Adderall is a total not the answer for anyone, I truly believe.
Yeah, but it's
absolutely meth.
I also don't even drink coffee. Like,
really?
Yes.
You're high strung. You're already on like life as your supplement.
I mean, like Laura Lee, but but if I took pre-workout, my heart might explode.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to try it. But I don't like weird powders that you mix into water. I'm like really anti like powders in water. Like I've never had one that I thought was like delicious. Like it's hard for me to like choke that down. So that might be a barrier to entry, but I'm intrigued and I will be looking into this.
Yeah.
So yeah, Brock has asked James, been just relentlessly hitting James up to do like a photo shoot for his app, then also like post about it online and like promote it. And I'm just like, this is not cool of you. You can't come in. These people are celebrities at this point with like online followings and like, I get it, like asking like once or twice, like I would do that for a friend of a friend, but like, no, that like James would get paid by a brand to do shit like that.
Yeah. And I don't think they know Brock super well yet. Like at this point to them, it's kind of just Sheena's baby daddy.
Yeah.
And they get paid for like that. Posting is their profession.
Yeah. Like, and also it's not their responsibility for you to like help you launch your app. Like you need to just figure it out and do the photo shoot yourself. Like you be the face of your own app.
Yeah. And I'm sure Sheena will
She'll bend over backwards. She's like invested in this app.
Yeah, she's a good supportive partner who will do anything for her man. And you can have Sheena, but like stop mooching off her friends. It's inappropriate.
Also, like James is not who I think of when I think of like workout inspiration.
Not at all.
Like I would be, that's where like someone like Jax would be.
I was just about to say, go look up Jax's number.
Yeah. Do you remember when Jax had a workout app? It was such a brief shining moment in time.
Yes.
I downloaded it.
You did?
Yeah, absolutely. This was like in 2013, 2014. It was one of his many failed business endeavors, but he had a workout app. So I just wonder how steamed he is to watch Brock on this show talking about a workout app.
Jax is like Darren's Dance Groove workout app, like a video or whatever.
It was so bad. Remember, I think he made Peter film.
No, it's coming back to me.
Yeah. And he couldn't even say what the exercises were to do. He couldn't get a good take of him even being okay, now lift you're gonna do 15 bicep curls or whatever. Oh, these people. Lala telling James to take it down a notch when James was getting steamed. I was like, I'm ready for these two to be spending way more time together.
Yeah. They're going to be they're on their sober breakup together.
And also they need to go in the stew together and make another hit a la Feeling You.
Yeah.
That is the collaboration we've all been asking for.
I mean, we were talking about maybe it's Jax's breakup album. Maybe it's Jax and Lala's breakup album. Maybe they do it
James
together.
And Lala's breakup album.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying Jax. James.
No, I was I first was oh my God, Jax is a singer now.
No, sorry, guys. I misspoke. I meant James and Lala. Maybe it's James and Lala come together and they create beautiful music.
Can you imagine? That would be powerful.
So powerful.
James says he felt used, and Katie helps him communicate these feelings, and I do like to see them getting along.
This is, again, I want them. I'm rooting for them. I want them to fuck. I want them to be together. Yeah. Even though Katie, you deserve better, but I would love for some messy Katie and...
I think a good post-Tom, just a little tryst with James, I would say couldn't hurt, but it would absolutely hurt. But
it would very
sometimes
much hurt.
You have to go really deeply into the dark before you can see the light. So
yeah.
I also think with COVID and everything opening back up, everyone will get a little sluttier on the show again is my hope.
I hope so. I'm missing that.
It's really there is just no sex whatsoever on the show right now, and it used to be very sexy.
Yeah, Lala acts like she's having sex all the time, and it's when she's normally when I'm in my cheerleading outfit, Rand's bending me over, I'm I hate you, and are you a virgin? I don't know, the way you talk about sex, you might be.
The gang descends on Tom Tom, and Ariana has sold a foot pick.
Jax bought it.
Yeah.
I'm starting that rumor.
I bet he did, honestly. Charlie and Sheena finally talk, and they're able to squash their drama. But Charlie still seems salty.
I was actually shocked by this conversation because I think it's the first time someone's actually brought up Jax on the show.
Yeah. That we have not spoken or talked about any of the people that were fired. It was also the first time that they mentioned Danica.
I forgot she existed until this moment.
I know, me too. And I was obsessed with Danica last season. She was a good addition. Someone I was really counting on to be a constant presence in this season. And I'm did you watch In Just Like That yet? Have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Well, they in the first episode bring up Samantha immediately. It's one of the first lines of dialogue. And I was this is actually great because you just need to say what happened so that everyone can move forward.
Yeah.
And they are gaslight gatekeep girl bossing us with no mention of the fired ones.
Yeah. It's so weird because honestly, it would be good for the show. It's good to hear them talk about it. It's good drama.
Shit. Yeah, they should talk shit about it, which would also, Jax and Jax especially is so reactive. He would weigh in online and it would just make more press for everyone and more interest.
Yeah, I don't understand the thought process behind just acting like they never existed.
No, it's very bizarre. I love at the end of Charlie and Sheena's talk, Sheena goes, I'm sorry. And Charlie goes, do you mean it? And she goes, yes. And I was like, I don't think she does.
And I was like, good for you, Sheena. I was honestly Sheena, you've put up with so much. I think you've already apologized to Charlie at this point. You're better than this. Give her your lame ass apology.
Yeah. Say what needs to be said. Give the people, tell her what she wants to hear and then move on with your life.
Yeah.
Charlie, I'm I don't dislike her, But she's also just like doing a lot that's not really resonating this season.
I'm also curious why she's the only one of the new cast that they kept.
Yeah, I'm curious at that too.
I know that weird. A bunch of them said racist stuff and needed to be axed, but yeah. Yeah, what did happen to Danica? What happened? I mean, Dana, like,
I think Danica was actually like pretty crazy and volatile. Like her relationship with old Brett was like maybe too toxic for TV. But I'm also like, that, do we know what show we're filming anymore?
Yeah.
Like, this is Vanderpump Rules.
We need that.
We need to exploit toxic relationships.
Well, how do you think this entire show started?
I know. People, like, the producers have completely lost the plot. And now we're in a place of pickleball.
Yeah, and we're suffering.
I know. And, like, how much more pickleball are we going to be put, like, subjected to before shit starts getting good again?
I mean, hopefully no more. If they try to bring up another pickleball episode, I might, like, I don't know. I might, like, self-harm.
I think we're going to have to deal with more pickleball before the season wraps up. It's just, like, my gut instinct. I feel like we're halfway through the season right now, and I don't think pickleball is going anywhere.
That's so dark. What happened? I know at one point there was... On, like, the trashy Bravo Instagram accounts, they were talking about they hired new people. There was a new cast. And they showed all their Instagrams. They showed them, like, at Sir. Like, these were people who definitely didn't just get jobs at Sir. Like, they were told, like, you're going to be on the show. And I don't know what happened to them.
Wait, when?
I'll pull it up and I'll show you. But they're...
I kind of remember this, too.
It happened.
Or, like... hearing like, oh, these are like new people.
Yeah, there was and we saw them last week at the party. They were like, this is like Mia or whoever talking. Like, they were all there. They definitely filmed with them and they trashed them for some reason.
What?
I know.
We need more.
We need new cast. Also, I would sue if someone was like, as someone who's worked at restaurants before when they were a teenager and right out of college, if someone made me like work at a restaurant with the promise of like, oh, but you'll be on TV, and I was like, and I'm like, this will actually help my career in other ways, and then I didn't get to go on TV and I just had to work at a restaurant.
Yeah,
I would sue.
And not just any restaurant, sir.
Yeah, I have so much respect for people who work in the service industry, and I can't imagine working at Sir. It must be hell.
Yeah, and also I don't think it's like the kind of restaurant that you put on your resume if you're trying to be like get in. Like, I would imagine maybe in LA especially, like, you'd want to go move your way up the chain to like bigger, nicer restaurants. Like, I don't think you could use Sir as a stepping stone to get like a better job at a better restaurant.
No, you fully work at Sir with your blowout every night because you want to be discovered.
Oh my God. Sending love and light to all those working at Sir right now. Like, we see you. We root for you. Quit your job.
Yeah.
Go
to another restaurant.
It's not going to happen. This is a sinking ship. You're on the Titanic.
Maybe.
And it's a matter of time until you burn alive in this restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, like, Randall will come back and you can date Randall until he cheats on you ultimately. But aside from that, I don't think that anything, and your dreams are not coming true.
Only good things happen when you stop working at Sir.
Yeah, you move on with your life.
Yeah.
You get cast in a Jennifer Aniston movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then you disappear forever. Thank you so much for being here, for watching this episode, for dealing with pickleball.
Thank you for having me. I have a disease, so if they have Vanderpump Rules on, like if they build it, I will watch it. I will never stop.
No, same.
Unfortunately, I will continue watching even if every episode is pickleball.
I know. We're just like in this shit now, and I heard an unfortunate rumor that it did get picked up for another season. So, like, there's no end in sight.
at least we have all these breakups to look forward to. And apparently Raquel and James broke up at the reunion.
Yeah, I guess she like gave her ring back to him on camera or something. So there's that to look forward to. But truly, I mean, it's now been 3 seasons of just like total flop energy.
Yeah, they're in the 7, flop 8, era.
7, 8, and 9. And like, how much more can we take?
Put us out of our misery, please.
Please, I beg of you.
For my mental health. Like, I, when I found out the show was coming back this season, I gasped in a bad way. And I was like, for my mental health, I need them to stop. Having Jax not be a part of it has helped, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, at least you don't have to have fake storylines, like trying to tell you that he's a good person.
Yeah.
But it's also just like, it's the one show that truly feels like a chore that I talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like that. But at least there's Summer House.
I love Summer House. I love, like, all the Housewives have been pretty great recently.
Mm-hmm. Housewives on the Island really
served.
Oh,
my God. Amazing.
Yeah. So there's still a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much on the horizon. But, yeah, I mean, put us out of our misery or, like, or just, I don't know, or just like get these people to like start fucking each other again, like make it horny again. I don't know,
make it horny or end it in like truly a fiery blaze.
Yeah,
like
send them to Fire Festival.
Mm-hmm. One, neither will do.
Yeah, send them to like a remote island and like,
oh yeah, I'm a big fan of like competition on the island.
Yeah, I love a competition on the island, but why don't like strand them on an island and like see if they eat each other? Like that's where I'm at with this.
Yeah, let's go full Lord of the Flies.
Yes, that's exactly Lord of the Flies.
Survivor, Alive style, Yellow Jackets vibes. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Sari, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at 911wench. Famously, I was born on 9/11. Don't follow me on Instagram because I never post. But Laura, we should be Instagram friends.
I
love meeting someone and then immediately adding them to my close friends or being added to their close friends.
I love that. Well, that is a easy thing for me to do.
Yeah, it's like you pass the vibe check immediately and like there's something a little bit unhinged about it. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm drawn to about it.
No, it's good. I like smashing the follow on people's Instagrams as well. I'm trying to get to a place where I follow like more people that I meet IRL than like just randos that I like their like influencer vibe or whatever.
I have 2 Instagrams and one is just for like randos and like brands I like and like
an escape Instagram,
and then the other is for people I know.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah,
9/11 wench, follow Sari. She's in a place of 9/11 constantly.
I'm in a
she
place
was literally born in a place of 9/11.
I'm always in a place of 9/11. Whenever, when I like see, like when I look at my phone, I'm not like an 11/11 make a wish. I'm a 9/11 make a wish.
Yeah, I am too. And there were times too where I was just waking up at 9/11 on the dot. Like,
that means in the room. Something.
I know. It was like everything was falling into place.
Yeah.
Well, guys, until next time, love and light. Bye. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.